Okay, today's daf is Megillah, daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Mabez. Today is one of those dafim that we really need more of the time than we have to do justice to. Many dafim here in Maseches Megillah. Yeah, we should think about this way about every daf in Shas. But again, today's Megillah, daf Zayin, really has tremendous discussions, famous discussions, not so famous discussions, but we will try, as we do, Be'ezus Hashem, to try to get in as much as we can. We were just talking about, on Vav Mabez, the Mishnah that discussed the relationship between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And the Gemara, based on the Mishnah, had a couple of different opinions. Most Tanoim, 2 out of 3, said the real Adar seems to be the second Adar. But one of the opinions said, no, you could lay the Megillah on the first. Maybe you even should lay the Megillah on the first. And the Gemara first said it's based on Psukim. But now the Gemara gives some Svaras. 3 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Vav Amabes. Bishlama, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, who was the one that said that you could lay the Megillah in the first Adar, or you should lay the Megillah. Mistaver Taimei, De Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. Why? Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. Don't pass over opportunities to do mitzvos. And therefore, if the first Adar comes, boom, you do it then. That is the first time you could do it. Zrizim Makdim Al HaMitzvos, Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. And therefore, one does it then. Elo, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, my time, why does Reb Shimon ben Gamliel say, you wait for the second Adar? Amar Rebbe Tevi, time of the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, mismach ge'ula le'ge'ula adif. It's better to push off ge'ula to ge'ula, since we have the ge'ula of Pesach in the following month, in Nisan. Therefore, it's better to put Purim within a month, because they are like minded holidays. They're both about Geula, and therefore Mismach Geula Geula beats out and overrides Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. Those are the two deos given, explanations given to the opposite opinions. A couple of points related to this. First, on this last point, Mismach Geula LeGeula, there is a tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshet, Yisrael Israelin. Again, most of his tshuvas, we assume, were he was just wrote his tshuvas in question and answer form. Right? It wasn't that people asked. The second, Chelik Beis of the Trumas Hadeshet was clearly tshuvas, shailos for tshuvas that were asked to him. But he wrote his sefer in question and answer form. Why is it called Trumas Hadeshet? We've said before, because there were 354 tshuvas there. So that's why it's called Deshen, right? That's the number of tshuvas. So Trumas HaDeshen. Says Rav Yisrael Israelin, Mi shen in Reish Tzadi Dalet, Mi shenifteru harav ba'adar b'shana pshuta. Somebody's parent died in a year with only one Adar. Kishe yagiyu shnos ha'ibur. When there is a shana mu'uberes, be'eza Adar yatsum. V'yomar kadesh u'baruchu. Which Adar should he keep the yard site? So in the days of old, which is not so common today, but it's really in Shulchan Aruch, one should fast on the day of the yard site for a parent. So which Adar should he fast? And Bizman Hazez, when to say Kaddish, when to be the Chazan, and Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. Right, it seems clear that if there was the father died in Ishana Mu'uberes, and the year was Ishana Mu'uberes, then you go whatever month the father died in. And if it's the father died in Ishana Mu'uberes, and this year is only Ishana Pshuta, then you pick the Adar. But if the father died in Ishana Pshuta, and comes Ishana Mu'uberes, which month do you hold the yard site? So it says, the Shumas Hadeshen, Truva, Yired Yase Barishon, the first one, V'naktina Naitaima. Why mishum de inyan ze domel mishum nader yom kavua bashana bachodesh ploni? Somebody makes a neder about a certain day of the month. Ubenedarim hanodel asos davar ploni ba'adar yasab adar ishon. If I make a promise to do something in Adar, I have to do it in the first Adar. Di alfina nedarim mishtaros, because we learn nedarim from shtaros in Maseches Nedarim adaf samach gimel. Umaisi hasam, there are quotes a machlokas about if you write Adar in a shtar, what does it mean if you didn't specify which is the stam Adar? And we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda there, who says that rishon kosvin Adar stam, the iu stam Adar mikri. The first one is called Adar Stam. And then he says, Od Nir Lahavi Raya mi Parakama de Megillah. Very big Raya from our Gemara. B'shmaitza de Ein Bain. In all the Ein Bains. Right? Even the Chumash Hadeshet called it the Ein Bain Sugyas. Davav, Davzayim, Darchefs. That's the Ein Bain Sugyas. The Pligi, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar, quotes our Machlokas Tanaim, and then quotes the reasons given. And the reason given for Reb Shimon Gamliel, as we just read, was L'misla Geula L'Geula, how the Trumas Hadeshen explains that is Pirish. Geulas Shushan L'Geulas Mitzrayim. V'kol mitzvos hanohagim ba'adar shkalim v'zachar L'Geulas Shushan shaychi lahaktim shiklei hakodesh l'shikei halam o'muchiyas ha'malek l'muchiyas ha'man. Haman Beno. Right, so we want to put all of these Dalet Parshios and the Gulas together. Uparshas Para v'Hachodesh the Gulas Mitzrayim Shaychi l'Chodesh Nisan Bechar Benisan Hukam Mishkan Sheni Lo Nos for Para. So therefore, you have specific reasons here to override the Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. Avakol Hecha Delo Shaychi Taima Delispo Geula LeGeula. If the reason isn't based on the Geula element of Adar La Olam Azlina Baser Taima De Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos, then the given, if you remove the geula line, the given is ein ma'avir and ala mitzvos, and therefore benido didan lo shaychi midi l'smok geula l'geula v'lakach azlinam basar taima de ein ma'avir and ala mitzvos v'yaseh barishon v'kol shekinim niftar b'shnasa yibor barishon sheyaseh la'olam b'rishon. That's the Truma Sadeshen, and that's what's quoted by the poskim in terms of if you don't have the geula l'geula reason, so then you would do it in the rishon. Good. We continue, says the Tosfos. Tosfos here discusses Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. Tosfos says, is this really, and the Turi Evan expands on this Tosfos here, is this really an appropriate usage of the principle of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos? Tosfos quotes that there is an opinion to explain, that is, it says this opinion to explain a problem in a different Gemara, which we won't go into now, a Gemara in Zvachim Adaf Nun Aleph, but the opinion suggests, Tosfos has it as a Yesh Mefarshim, in the middle of Tosfos Mestaver, Delo Shayach Lameimar Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos, Ela Hecha Sheyesh Lefarav Shtei Mitzvos. When do we say Ein Ma'avirin? If you have two mitzvos, and the question is, which do you do first? So let's say in the morning, I'm putting on a talus and tefillin. I should position my talus in a way so that I take out and I meet the talus first, because that's what I want to put on. If I put my tefillin in my hand first, I put my tefillin on first, because Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. So that is an example. You have two mitzvos, and you have to choose which one you do first. Or the poskim discuss this by Neiros Chanukah. When we light Neiros Chanukah, our minog is to go from left to right. Every time we're mosif a candle, we're mosif to the left, and then we light from left to right. But the Mishneh Berurah and other poskim say that when we make the bracha, let's say we are a righty, so our right hand is in front, is holding the candle, and I'm about to light the ner, I should position myself a little left of the menorah, looking at the Chanukiah, so that my right hand is in front of the candle that I'm about to light. Because if I'm standing in front of the Chanukiah, in front of the menorah directly, so my hand is all the way to the side. And then after I make the bracha, I'm going to move it and I'm going to pass over all of the candles going to the one on the left. And that's Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. That's different candles. Which am I going to light first? So therefore, l'chadchila, one should stand a little bit to the left of the Chanukiah in order to then have your hand right in front of the candle that you're going to light. But that's where we have the principle of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos, where there's a choice of two mitzvahs, which do you do first? But here, there's only one mitzvah to do. Kriyas HaMegillah. The question is, when do you do it? When do you do it? That's Tosfos' question on this opinion. V'ze'eino, t'hacha lek ela mitzvah achas, v'yafilo hachi mefarish hatam, mishum da'ein ma'avirin. So, that's why Tosfos gives a different shot in that Gemara, maybe. But this is one principle. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher and Bracious in Simen Chaf Beis has a beautiful piece where he discusses the four principles that are somewhat similar, but they are not exactly the same. Rav Asher Weiss says, sometimes Achronim put them together, but according to Chazal, they are definitely meant, each one, in a unique, specific context, as Tosfos here just highlighted the context. And what are the principles? You have Zriza Magdima L'Mitzvahs, to do it quickly. Shihui Mitzvah Lo Mashkinon, we try not to delay a mitzvah. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, beloved is a mitzvah in its proper time, and Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. Right, those are the four principles. When do you use each one? So, Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos, that's the last one he talks about. But he goes first, he says, where do you have Zriza Magdima L'Mitzvos? Where a person has a mitzvah to fulfill, where the etzem, the essence of the mitzvah, is the Maisa HaMitzvah. Kol Hecha Demutal Ala Adam, L'Kayim Mitzvah, She'etzem Asiyaso Hu HaTachlis HaNirtzaba, the most important tachlis is the doing it. Velo totz oseha, and not dafka the results of the action. Tzarek liz daris b'kiyum alaharas godol chibasa l'mitzvah. So that's why you got to do it early. Zriza Magdimen. So nobody does weddings in the morning, generally. Zriza Magdimen. The Rambam says getting married is a mitzvah. We don't do it in the morning because the ikar of the wedding is not the maisa, but the ikar is the result to create an ashes ish, to have nisuin. But whenever there is a maisa a mitzvah, there is zriza makdim al-mitzvah by tkiya shofar, by tefillah, by mila. Mila also has a result. But he says it's also a maisa a mitzvah. We make a bracha al hamila. That's zriza makdim al-mitzvah. Say, what about the second principle? Shihui mitzvah. That comes up in Yevamos. Comes in Yevamos. If there's a do you wait to delay Yibam to do it with a secondary, inferior type of person? Or do you... I'm sorry, do you delay to do it with a superior type of person, or do you do it with an inferior type of person sooner? So the Gemara there says, Shihui mitzvah lo mashinan. So when does that principle apply? So explains Rav Asher Weiss. That's where there's sometimes a chshash that it won't take place if you delay. If there's a chshash, kalecha di ishrash shema titarif hashah, v'lo yucha l'kayim ha-mitzvah klal, amrinan shihui mitzvah lo mashinan. Do you do chalitza now or yibam later? Right, so different situations where there might be a case where something might not work out. Like the case that the poskim discussed by Kiddush Levana. Do you delay Kiddush Levana to do it in a superior way, or do you do it now, even if somebody is ba'atzvus, like before Tisha B'Av, during the 9 days? So again, that is a case where maybe the moon will be cloudy. Right? So then you might apply the principle of shihui mitzvah lo mashinan. Number two. Three, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. When does that apply? That applies for Hilchos Shabbos. As we know, hektor chalavim ve'ivarim. The burning of the fats and the limbs for the Karbanos of Shabbos can be done on Shabbos afternoon, even though it's kosher the whole night. But chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Whenever there's an ikar zman to do a mitzvah and a secondary zman to do the mitzvah, so you do it in the ikar zman because that is chaviva mitzvah b'shaita in its time, even if it's doches certain isurim. That's chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And again, he goes elaborates on each of these principles. And then finally, you have the one in our Gemara, Ein ma'avir al mitzvos, where you have a choice. According to some, you have a choice of two different mitzvahs. Which one do you do first? But, you know, as Tosfos highlighted, that's not always the case. Our Gemara doesn't have that. Our Gemara has, if you have two different times to do one mitzvah. So when do you do it? You do it at the earlier time. The Gemara discusses there in Zvachim, if you have two places to do a mitzvah, where do you do it? The Kohen is coming out of the Heichal, he reaches the west side of the Mizbeach first, before he gets to the south side. So if there are two places to pour the Shvicha Shirayim, do you do it in the hole on the Mizbeach of the Yesod on the west side, which he hits first, or on the south side, which he hits second? So again, that's another example of Ein Ma'avirin. But again, that is always when there is either two mitzvos, or two different places, or two different times relating to our sukkah. Okay, important piece. Again, Minchas Asher in Simen Chav Beis. Now we continue. The Gemara says, last line, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Taima, the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. I think the reason for Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, for you doing Adar Sheni, is Mehacha, Dichsiv, Lekayem, Esigeres, Hapurim, Azos, Ashenis. The Pasuk says, to fulfill this Purim letter, right, there's one of the times that says Purim in the Megillah, remember on Daf Beis, we said it says the word Purim 5 times in the Megillah, 3 Chaser and 2 Malay, there's one of the Malay ones, Hapurim Azot Hashenis, to fulfill this Purim Hashenis, that word Hashenis, Rashi says, Vachodesh Hasheni, in the second Adar, that is possible. V'itzrich lemichtav Hashenis, v'itzrich lemichtav v'chol shana v'shana, and we need both Psukim to teach me this idea that you do it in the second Adar. Di'imi b'chol shana v'shana. If you only had that pasuk that we noted earlier, hava amina kikushim. Well, we had problems with that. Because you could say b'chol shana v'shana means, well, do it to the one next to Shvat like it always is. So kamash b'lan hashenis, that's why it says hashenis, the second one. V'i ashmi'inan hashenis. And if you only had hashenis, hava amina b'tchila barishon u'basheni. Right, I would have thought having a betchila barishon of b'sheni kamash b'lan b'chol shana b'shana. Do it in both. Kamash b'lan, no. B'chol shana b'shana once a year. You don't have to do it in both. That's why you need both psukim. For Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, hi hashenis my avilei. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, who holds in the first Adar. So what do you do with the word hashenis? Mi boilei l'kedr of Shmuel bar Yehuda. To Amar of Shmuel bar Yehuda, b'tchila kav'uha b'shushan, u'l'basof b'chol ha'olam kulo. Originally, they established the mitzvos, Purim, Kriyas HaMegillah in Shushan, and then, l'basof, it was called b'chol ha'olam kulo. Sometimes takanos go in stages. We even have in Shabbos, by the in the beginning of the Mai Chanukah sugyas, in the second parak of Shabbos, also there it might have been Lidoros, right? Of what was originally for Chanukah and what was later might not have been exactly the same. So here too, Kavua b'shushana l'basof, they needed b'chol ha'olam kulo. That's the Hashenus. El t'pnei Yeshua, another achronim here. El t'pnei Yeshua, is it possible to say that these weren't, it wasn't in the whole world, it wasn't outside right away? Even already in the first letter that was sent out, it's already general. Says the Pnei Yeshua. V'yafal gav demekami hachanami achar ho'igeres harishon shekasav Mordechai k'siv kimu v'kibla Yehudim aleim ba'al zar'om v'hayom ma'ilin eskar menasim. Sounds that even from the first letter, all Jews accepted it. Mikol makom, the Pnei Yeshua has two answers. Still, pashtei dekra mashma deikra kavalo havi alinyin asiya. It sounds like the asiya, meaning the seuda. That's what was accepted right away. That's not from the first letter. Ella, that's the narrator talking. And the later pasuk, that's from the later one. So it could be that it was only said later once it was written down. The od yesh lomar, but then he says a more fundamental answer. Even though you're right, everybody accepted it, or after the first letter sent out, that's only it was temporary, because Mordechai commanded it right then, or because they were so inspired about what happened. It wasn't obligatory upon all generations. Umikol shekein b'makom diika tzarch shas sakana. Kidamar Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Gufa b'sama t'shalch es l'chachamim kavunu l'doros, and they say kina atma oreres al nebeinu umos. So imkain, maybe that nation lo hayim misyarim, but maybe in the future they would, and that's why it had to be reinstated, so to speak, afterwards, after that time. Okay, so that's the pshat of the Pnei Yehoshua right here, the two deos in betchila and labasof. Okay, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Shalcha lahem Esther lachachamim. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda says, Esther sent to the Rabbanon at the time, Kavuni ledoros, make me a holiday. Kavuni bin koveya me, make the story of Purim, make there be a holiday of Purim. In what way? Rashi, liyom tov ulekriya, for yantif, and for Kriya, Lihios, Lishem. Right, this relates a little bit to what we discussed a couple of days ago on Daf Hey, in terms of an Isser Malacha. When it comes to Purim, maybe that's what Esther was asking. The Rabbanan didn't go that far. Or maybe it just means what we have, a Yantif for Sasan and Simcha and Mishteh. Shalchola, they first sent back to her, we can't, I'm sorry. Kina atma oreres aleinu lebeinu umos. If we make a holiday, if the Torah makes a holiday, okay, the Torah did what it did, and that was in the earlier times. But now we're going to make a holiday about rejoicing of the downfall of our enemies? Right? We can't do that. Shalcha lahem, she says to them, no, it's not going to be a problem. Kfar ksuva ani al divrei hayamim l'malchei madayu paras. Look at the end of the Megillah. Right? They already know the story. It's already public knowledge. This is not going to add anything. Right, this is just our personal salvation celebration. So, Maisa, as we know, the Chacham accepted her taina. V'Rav, V'Rabbi, Rav Chanina, V'Rabbi Yochanan, these three great rabbis, V'Rav Chaviva, Masnu B'Kuli Seder Moed, and whenever these three rabbis are together in Seder Moed, Rav Chaviva substitutes, Kol Ki Haizuga Chilufei Rabbi Yochanan, Uma'ayel Rabbi Yonasan. He puts in Rabbi Yonasan, not Rabbi Yochanan. Shol Cholahem, the next question. Shalchalem Esther l'chachamim. Esther sends to the chachamim, kisvuni l'doros. Write me down. Meaning, originally, what was it going to be? Maybe it was going to be, like the first question, already said, l'kriya. Read me, but not from a cloth. Just read the story. But don't, right, don't, you know, have a Megillah with all the halachos that apply to a Megillah. Kisvuni l'doros. Put me into Tanakh. Put me in, put the Megillah's Esther in. Kisvuni Ladoro, Shochla, they first sent to her, sorry. Again, disappointment. Haloka Safti Lacha, the Mishnah says, Shalishim. I wrote to you, Shalishim. What does that mean? Three. Shalishim Velo Ravam. Only three and not four. Only three is allowed and not four. What does this mean? Only three and not four. Three different opinions. Two in the Rishonim, one in the Achronim. Rashi. What does it mean, three, not four? Rashi says, there's a reference to Amalek only three times in Tanakh. And therefore, there can't be a fourth. They have a mesorah that is only should be mentioned three times, and we can't have a fourth time. So what we have in Bishalach, we have in Kiseitse, and we have in Sefer Shmuel, right? The story of Shaul and Amalek. So we already have three times, so it's full. That Rashi says here, "B'shloshim makomas yishlono lahaskir melchemes Amalek v'zeu sha'amar Shlomo bedover sheshil shato yata rasha l'ravo." It's already three. It's filled up. That is Rashi. If you look in the Ritva. The Ritva here quotes Baal HaTosfos, which we don't have. Quotes Baal HaTosfos says, what is Rashi talking about? That pasuk in Mishlei has nothing to do with Amalek. Look at it. What's it talking about? V'loni hira d'ma'inyan Amalek l'pasuk zeh. And therefore, l'ficha pirshu, they explain, Baal HaTosfos, again, we don't have this, that no, what Shlomo is saying is that I was only allowed to have three of my svarim put into Tanakh. That's what it's saying. Three. Shlomo, the wisest of all men, couldn't have more of his farm put in. Only three, even though well, we're going to learn, he has thousands of mishalim and much wisdom, but he was zochet to only three. So surely you, Esther, which well, was a ritvik with Ruach HaKodesh, but it's already on the fringe. You know, so we can't put you in there. Ki Shlomo amar shekasav v'gimel svarim v'lo haya efshalo lichtov yoser v'kivan shehu lo haya efshalo lahosiv od al kesvei hakodesh. Right, he only had Mishlei, Shir Hashirim, and Koheles. Heich nechtavanu sefer shalchas. So how do you expect us to put you in? Right, how do you expect us to put you in? So that is what the three is. The three are referring to Shlomo HaMelech's three. So that's Rashi, and that is the Ritva. And then we have the Pnei Yehoshua. The Maariv Chayis here makes a big deal. He likes this Pnei Yehoshua. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, no. You know what it means, three? It means Esther was a different type. And this is fascinating. It relates to what we discussed back on Daf Beis, and what we're going to talk about in a couple of days as well. Esther was a different type of Sefer than all the other Sfarim in Tanakh. As we know, it's the only Sefer in Tanakh without Shem Hashem. So it's somewhat, not just somewhat, it is very, very, it's radically different. So should this be part of Tanakh? So what the Rabbanim were saying was that no, it cannot be part of Tanakh, but maybe we could put it in as a fourth category. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Esther. A fourth one. And the Rabbanim said back, but we have a Mesorah, can't be. Shalishim. We could only have Tanakh. We could only have Tanakh. We can't have more than that. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, V'hanira l'aniyas daiti bazeh. An amazing suggestion. But it highlights what we discussed in Daf Beis, that Megillas Esther is not fully Torah Shebichsav. It was accepted at the end of the day, but it has elements of Torah Shebal Peh to it. And that's why there's more flexibility we're going to learn in this Ksiva and its Kriya. Because it's Torah Shebal Peh written down. That's the formulation of Rav Jalti in the Mishas Yavetz. It's Torah Shebal Peh inherently. Because it was already after the time period of Kisvei HaKodesh. But it was written down. V'anir l'nasati bazeh. Devada elo kasavti l'cha shalishim al kol ha-Torah kula ka'i. Kamo shepirish Rashi lehedya b'mishlei. Look at Rashi on Mishlei. The Pnei Yeshua, look at new Rashi's on Mishlei. The shalishim hainu Torah nevi'im uksuvim. V'cheinu b'medesh v'zeh barur. He says, I argue on Rashi and the Ritva. To Bahachi Ayri, why didn't Rashi say it here? Good question. To Bahachi Ayri Pashta Dekra, V'inyano Shaha Torah Mishuleshes. V'ilu Levad Nitnuli Kasei Velo Yoter, V'ayno Torah Mipi Moshe, Nevi'im Kasvu Sifreyem, V'ksuvim Ashikasvo Gamke, Nevi'im Shebeneyem, Opi Rucha Kodesh Mikri Diver Kabbalah, Aleim Ein Lahosif Shum Dover Bechsav. You can't. Head on. And that's what they said. Shalchol atchilo shalishim lo revi'im. Dekivan sha'adayin lo hofia ruach hakodesh aleyim. Sheyesh lekvoa megillah zu ben aksuvim. Yafei shivu. Diki sur bedavar. Right? You can't do a, create another one. Right? Until there is another mesorah that we can figure out. Right? And that is what the Maariv Chayis also says here in the, he quotes this Pnei Yehoshua and he says he likes it. Pirush ha'ap Pnei Yehoshua nachon ve'emes. Nachon ve'emes. The Esther v'Mordechai ratzu shiyah megillah shalem nechtav v'ni lo haya be'efsharos l'kobla b'kisvi ha'kodesh. Kivin shlo yodu adayin remez lazeh. V'lachin az amru asa lahos v'kisvi ha'kodesh. V'masos megillah zos mador b'fnei atzma. Asur. Dinomar kasavti l'cha shalishim. Tainu kisvi ha'kodesh v'shalishim tor nevim k'suvim dafka. V'lo l'sapeach od seder revi'i. Right, there's nothing to talk about. You can't have a seder revi'i there. And therefore, says the Maariv Chayis, that's what is suggested. So Rashi, the Ritva, the Pnei Yehoshua. Why did Rashi say what he says? Probably because of the continuation. Because the continuation flow sounds like it's referring to, right, Amalek. But again, the Pnei Yeshua, it flows beautifully also, because they were about to see Tanakh here too. So the Gemara says, Acha Matsulo Mikra, so they said, no, sorry, we can't put it into Kisvi HaKodesh, Acha Matsulo Mikra Kasev HaTorah, until they found the remez to it in the Torah. Ksov Zosi Karn Basefer, that's by the story of Amalek at the end of Bishalach, write this down in the Sefer. Ksov Zos, write this, Masha Kasev Kan, Uba Mishnah Torah. Zos is a reference to both references to Amalek in the Torah, both in Bishalach and Kiseitse. Zikaron Masha Kasev Beneviim, that's that word. Besefer, Mashakasa b'Megillah. So that leaves the word Besefer to teach me Ksuvim. Teach me Ksuvim. Ketanoi, and this is also brought down in Machlokas Tanoim. Ksov Zos, meaning whether you put both Bishalach and Kiseitse in the same word, or is it used up in two? Ketanoi, Ksov Zos, Mashakasa b'Kan. Zikaron, Mashakasa b'Mishnah Torah. Besefer, Mashakasa b'Neviim. So then, according to that opinion, there's no room for Esther. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar HaModai Omer, Ksov Zos, Mashakasev Kan, Ube Mishnah Torah, Zikaron, Mashakasev B'Neviim, Besefer, Mashakasev B'Megillah. Period. There's a beautiful thought that's written by Rav Shachter in Be'ikvei Atzon on page Kuf Lamed Hey. We alluded to this a couple of days ago. We said we would come back. So now, Baruch Hashem, we are coming back. Page Kuf Lamed Hey in Be'ikvei Atzon, he says, what's the message of this? Why is Zos a reference to Torah? And according to the first opinion, let's say, Zikaron is the Vim and Sefer is Ksuvim. Zos is Rashi on last week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, I'm sorry. This week's Parsha, Zos Rashi says at the beginning of Matos, Zeh is always a lashon of divine clarity. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah's Moshe, he was Misnabe v'Zeh HaDavar, not just Ko. And that's why Zeh, Zos, means Torah. That's how you can include both, right? How can you include both Mishpeshalach and Kiseitse in the same word? The answer is, all of Torah is Zos, clarity, right? You point. They could point to it, like the Gemara at the end of Tainus. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, nagidu v'schal bishuaso. They pointed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will point to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the center of the circle. Zikaron, that refers to Nevi'im. Why? Zechar in the Torah always means not just to remember, but to mention. Lahazkir. Zachar lahazkir. By Kiddush, by Melchemes Amalek, by others. And so too, a Nevuah is given to a Navi to express, to say over. That's why it's called Nevuah. From Niv Svatayim. Nib svatayim, to the expression of the lips. That's why it's called that. That's zikaron. That's zecher. That is lahaskir. That's the Gemara here. And that's why, and ksuvim, what's ksuvim? It's basefer. Ksuvim were nitan to be written down, and memela klal Yisrael will learn from them through the ksuvim. It wasn't meant to be said over. Right? We had a couple of days ago. Daniel said, I'm not a Navi. They're Neviim. The other people are Nevi'im. I'm not a Navi because he never got Nevuah. Yeah, we have Sefer Daniel and Ksuvim, but he never got Nevuah to give over. Says the, and he quote Rav Shachter's words now, V'hinei, behevtol shmei Nevi'im uksuvim, because of a Rambam, that Sifrei Nevuah nitzidu b'madrega yoser gavosh aruach HaKodesh, me'asher Sifrei Ksuvim. The Rambam says Nevuah was given on a higher level of Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Chaim argued. Rav Chaim says, no. The difference is, why was it given? Sifrei Nevuah nitnu milachatchila amanas lahei amer la'acherim. V'asher biglalkei nikram it sprouts out. It wasn't given over to say. That's why it's called Ksuvim, because it was meant to be written down. Also, Zachir sees Mitzrayim. Zachor is Lahazkir. Right? That's Yesod Tanakh. In the words of Be'ikvei Hatzon. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, third to last skinny line. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Once we're talking about the controversy of Esther getting into Tanakh, so we talk about general those svarim that made it in under the gun, or that didn't, according to some Shitos. Esther, ana matame yadayim. Shmuel says Esther is not matame yadayim. Where did that lashon come from? So we learn in Meseches Yadayim. Meseches Yadayim really has nothing to do with hands. It does, but it doesn't. But it talks all about, besides Tumas Yadayim, it also talks about in part of the Sefer, part of the Mesechta, Svarim that are Matami Yadayim. Why is a Sefer Matami Yadayim? So we know, the Mishnah tells us that the Kohanim in the days of old used to put their Truma, they wanted to make sure the Truma did not become Tame, so they put it in the Aron Kodesh. The problem is, when there's food, that brings animals, and then the animals not only ate from the Truma, but they ate from the Svarim as well. So Chazal made a Gzera that if anything touches the Kisvei HaKodesh, it's Betamei Yasei Yadayim. If the Truma touches the Svarim, so then the Truma is going to become Tamei. So nobody, none of the Kohanim, didn't want their Truma to become Tamei, so they wouldn't put it there anymore. So that is the way that Chazal tell us something is a real Sefer in Kisvei HaKodesh. The language is, oh, it's Betamei Yadayim. Because that's a real, the Gzera was only against real Svarim. So, that's Shmuel's Lashon. Esther is not Matami Yadayim. Shmuel says that Esther is not part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Amazing. Says the Gemara, really? Lameimra, the Zavar Shmuel, Esther, La Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Esther was in Seh Baruch HaKodesh, that's why he was left out. V'yamar Shmuel, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. But Shmuel does say that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. Right? We'll have Shmuel later on, what his source is. But Shmuel agrees it was written Baruch HaKodesh. So what does that mean? It's not Matami Yadayim. So the Gemara answers, Namra Likros, Lo Namra Lichtov. It was said in Ruach HaKodesh to be read and not to be written. What does that mean? As we just said, at root, this is the Mishnas Yavetz's line. He gets very excited about this line. Right? What does Tosfos say? Mashmet desover de mutter likros al peh, read it al peh. Right, the Megillas Esther is different than others. There might be a chi of kriya according to Shmuel, even though there's no chi of what are you going to read? Something that does not have the status fully of Kisvei HaKodesh because it's Torah Shebal Peh that was written down. This is one of those rayas that the Mishnah Yavetz brings. Namra likros lo namra lichto, meaning there's a mitzvah to read it. Rashi's lashon lo nitin likasev lagarsal peh, read it. There's a chi of to read it. But not from that doesn't have status of Kisvei HaKodesh. Again, this middle status. Okay, so we save Shmuel is somewhere in the middle. Meisvei, is this really true that Esther was left out? Says the Mishnah a little bit like this, right? It points out on the side we don't have this exact nusach in the Mishnah in Yadayim in the third parak, but it's a similar. Rabbi Meir Omer Koheles Eino Matamei Yasei Yadayim. Koheles is not fully Kisvei HaKodesh according to Rabbi Meir, right? Koheles, we'll see why soon. Umachlokas b'Shir HaShirim, and there's a machlokas about Shir HaShirim, whether Shir HaShirim gets in or not. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shir HaShirim Matamei Yasei Yadayim. Rabbi Yossi says no, of course Shir HaShirim is in. Umachlokas b'Koheles, the machlokas about Koheles, the opposite shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer Koheles Mekulim Eit Shammai Mechumer Beis Hillel. Koheles is one of the coolest of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says it is not Matami Yadayim, so it's a cool Mechumer Beis Hillel. Aval Rus V'Shir HaShirim V'Esther Matami Yasei Yadayim, because we're talking about all the Megillas. Eicha is not on the list here, which the Chazal call Kinos. But Rus, Shir HaShirim, and Esther, those are all Matami Yasei Yadayim. Question mark. So how could Shmuel say that Esther is not? The Braisa says that Esther is. So the Gemara says, Udamar Rabbi Yeshua. What's the problem? He was like Rabbi Yeshua. We had Rabbi Yeshua earlier who said that there's not enough space. There's not enough space in the psukim to allude. Right? So Zosigar Masefer, right? He yelled that it's not included. And therefore he yells like Rabbi Yeshua. So is Machlokas Tanoim. Tanya, Rabbi Menasi Omer, Koheles in Matami Yasei Yadayim. What's wrong with Koheles? Okay, Esther is very late. Esther doesn't have Shem Hashem. So what's wrong with Koheles? Mipnei Shachachmaso Shal Shlomo Hi. It's the wisdom of Shlomo. But who says this is a sefer that was Nechta Varucha Kodesh, that it should be in Tanakh? So it's Chachmaso Shal Shlomo. Amrulo, they said, come on. V'chizu bilvad amar. Well, this was all of his chachma. V'lokvar nemar v'yedaber shloshes alafim mashal. He had 3,000 mishalim. And yet Koheles was singled out as a separate sefer. So it must be that something special about this. Thus, it should be included. Because he left out the rest of his. The Omer, and he even says in Mishlei, Al Tosav Al Dvarav, don't add on to any of this. So you see, everything that Shlomo wrote as a sefer, that must have kedusha. He says, don't add on. By the Omer, what is that second pasuk adding? V'chi tema meimar tuva amar. And if you want to say, well, he said a lot of things, and he gave the choice. Tibay yichtiv, tibay lo yichtiv. You could write some, you don't have to write some. Tashmal, Tosav Al Dvarav. No, it says, don't add on. Everything here is very specific. So you see, that's why Koheles is included, because it's different than all of his other chachma. Period. Tanya, the Gemara now is going to bring 7 different pshatim, 7 opinions. How do we know that Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh? Right? If you have Shem Hashem in the Sefer, then that's it, you know. But how do you know? So we have 7 psukim. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nehemar, Shneamar, Vayomer Haman Bilibo. Haman said in his heart. How do you know what Haman was thinking? So it must be that it was said Baruch HaKodesh. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shenemar, Vati Esther knows his chain, Be'ene Koro Eho. Everybody loved Esther. She found favor in every single person that saw her. How do we know every single person? Maybe there's somebody inside that doesn't like her. No. Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Meir Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra Shenemar, Vayivada HaDavar LeMordechai. It was known to Mordechai, Bigson and Zeresh. He knew about it. How did he know about it? To Mordechai. So it must be Ruach HaKodesh. The Turi Evan here discusses, how do we know from this pasuk, this third opinion, that it was written Ruach HaKodesh? Right? Maybe it just means that Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh. Right? But who says that the Sefer was written Ruach HaKodesh? That's the problem that the Turi Evan has. Kashali, Ma Raya he's all a Megillah. Shenemar Ruach HaKodesh. Dafilo Nemar Ruach HaKodesh. Mikol Makom Kosev HaSefer Misaper Lanu Mashin Iskala LeMordechai Ruach HaKodesh. Right, it was Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh. V'im Yishud, the Mordechai of Esther, Kasu HaMegillah Zu, U'matid Shashar, the Ruach HaKodesh al Esther. And if you want to say, well, they wrote it, and that's what you know from Mordechai. V'kim in the Kosvi HaSefer, Ba'ali Ruach HaKodesh HaYu, Mistama Baruch HaKodesh Kasvuha. Mistama, if a Ba'al Ruach HaKodesh writes a Sefer, the Sefer was written Baruch HaKodesh, Ze'in Araya. Lav Dafka, to Rabbi Meir Gufa, remember Rabbi Meir himself said, Koheles is Namatami Yadayim, and Shira Shirim is Machlokas. What do you see from there? If Shlomo had Ruach HaKodesh, so some of his Svarim yes, some of his Svarim not, so you say yes. Even if there's somebody who has Ruach HaKodesh, his Sefer might not have been written with Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore the Turei Evan leaves it as a question. Does not answer. How is this a raya that it was written Beruach HaKodesh? That is a question. The Yaris Dvash, in one of his pieces, writes this in the Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz and Chelik Beis and Drush Beis, he discusses this question of the Turi Evan, and he quotes based on the Medrash. The Medrash Neser Rabba says that Mordechai was a tremendous Anav. He was like Moshe Rabbeinu. Tremendous Anav. The Im Kain, writes the Yaris Dvash, Ketzad Efshar, how is it possible that Mordechai wrote Vayivada Adavala Mordechai, giving himself credit? Did he want to be mefarsim it? His own personal? So it must be it was written Baruch HaKodesh. If something's written Baruch HaKodesh, you have to write exactly what was said. Right? You don't have a choice. And that's why the fact that we have, of course he had Ruach HaKodesh, but he was a tremendous Anav. So the fact that he wrote this in Megillas Esther, it must be that it was Ruach HaKodesh. And he quotes, it's similar, you know, Mordechai must have had the same argument with God, like Hashem had with Moshe. Moshe says, don't write Vayikra! All right, Vayikra, it just happened to be. I'm writing Vayikra. So Moshe wrote it small. Compromise. He wrote the Aleph small. So same thing with Mordechai. He didn't want to write it. He didn't want to write it, Mistama. But Esther, it was Ruach HaKodesh Demra, and therefore he didn't have a choice in the matter. So that is all suggestion number three. Four. Rabbi Yossi ben Dermaskis Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Demra, Shneemar, Uva Biza Lo Shalchu Es Yadam. They didn't touch the spoils. Nobody touched the spoils. That's how they know nobody touched it. Ruach HaKodesh. Omar Shmuel, number five. Iavi Hasam Avamina Milsa Dadiva Mikolo. If I was there, I would say something better than anybody else said. Right? Shmuel sometimes says this. He has this, right? We had at the end of Yuma, we had a different deos. How do we know that Pikuach Nefesh is Doche, Kala Torah Kula? So Shmuel says, I have the best one! V'chai Bohem! Right? So that's what he says here also. I have the best one. Shneemar Kimu V'Kiblu. Kimu L'mala Mashkiblu L'mata. They accepted above what was accepted below. So how do we know what was accepted above? So it must be Baruch HaKodesh Namra. Amar Rava, Lekulu Islu Pircha Lebar Midas Shmuel. Why is it Shmuel the best? Because every other one has a kasha on it. The less Le Pircha, only Shmuel does not have a Pircha. Let's go through each one. What's the problem with each one? Why it's not a good Raya. It's Rabbi Eliezer Svaru. Rabbi Eliezer said that, Haman said in his heart. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that the Haman was thinking in his heart, who does the king love more than me? Right? We know that from the story. Svaru, Deloavi Inish Dechasha Lamalka Kavasi, the king didn't love anybody more. Vahaiki Kamafish Tuva, and when he is waxing and telling the king what to do with a person, Asherai Melech, Hafetz Bikarov, Yamar, that Danafshi Kamar, he's thinking about himself. Nothing to, there's not such a chiddush to say that. Rashi in Megillas Esther even says that when Haman first starts talking, Rashi points out this ha'ara. Rashi says, the pasuk says, Haman says to the king, Ish asher ha'melech ha'veis b'ikaro, yaviyu lo v'shmalchus asher lo v'shbo ha'melech. Should take the king's clothing. V'suz asher rachav bo ha'melech. And the horse, king's horse. Va'asher nitan keser malchus b'rosho. And the king's crown should be put on him. Take all of that. V'nason. But then in the next pasuk it says, and then take the clothing and take the horse and put it on him. Doesn't mention the crown again. Doesn't mention the crown. So Rashi says, because Haman saw Achashverosh's face when he said the crown. Vesa keser lo hizkir shera ino shal melech ra'ah al sha'amar sheinu ha keser b'rosh adam. interesting. Rashi says in Megillat Esther, so he's medayik, right? He picks up on the fact that he even wanted the crown, but he didn't get it. So that's that knocks out the first day. To Rabbi Akiva, who quoted the pasuk of Esther found chayin, Dilmok Rabbi Eliezer Elazar, Damar Malamech Kol Echad VeEchas Echad Nid Masalo Kumaso. Everybody claimed that Esther, nobody knew what nation she was from, but everybody said she's from my nation. She's from my nation. Everybody wanted to be on Esther's team. Right, so you didn't. Again, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that that's what everybody was thinking. V'had Rabbi Meir, who says, "I Mordechai found out." D'amak Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. D'amar, as we'll see later, big son Vesera Shnei Tarshiyim Ayu. They were Tarshiyim, and Mordechai knew 70 languages. That's why he knew. Wasn't a nace. V'had Rabbi Yosi Ben Dermaskis. D'alma Pristiki Shadur. Rabbi Yosi Ben Dermaskis, who said that nobody took from the spoils. Maybe everybody sent to Mordechai. Right, we didn't take anything. And Shmuel is the only one that doesn't have a problem. He's the one that says, Kimu v'kiblu, no problem with that. Amar Avina, Hainu Damri Inshi, this is what people say when you have one good opinion, Tava Chada Pilpalta, Charifta, Mimali Tsanikari. Better is one sharp pepper than a whole basket of gourd. Whole basket of gourd, right? One opinion is great. Rav Yosef Amar Mehacha, Rav Yosef has opinion number 6. The days of Purim will never leave the Jews. How do you know the future? Baruch HaKodesh. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omer, Mehacha v'zichrom l'yasam mizarim. Nobody's ever going to forget. There's an interesting machlokas, Rambam Ravid. The last halacha in Ilchas Megillah, the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam says, Kol sifrei hanaviyim, v'chol haksuvim, asidin libatel, liyamos hamashiach. All of Nevi'im and Ksuvim are going to be nullified, the Rambam says. Chutz mi Megillas Esther. Except for Megillas Esther, it's the only one. Fahari kayemes kechamishi chumshe Torah ukehalachos shel Torah shebal peh. She'einan betelon la'olam. V'yaf al pi shekol zichron atzaras yibatel. Even though they're remembering that tzaras will be batel shenemar, ki nishkechu atzaras harishonos, v'chinistru me'einai, yimei hapurim lo yibatlu shenemar, v'yimei hapurim ha'ele lo yavru mitoch ha'yehudim, v'zichron liyasam yizarem. It's quoting our Gemara, right? They'll never leave. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam and says, Dvar hedyoto suzeh. This is foolish. What's the Rambam talking about? Tanakh is not going to be Tanakh when we have a Mashiach. Ki lo yibatel sefer mikol asvarim. Shein bo sefer, shein bo limud. Tanakh is Tanakh. We're going to still study Tanakh. Aval kach amru, what Chazal mean is that even if there's no chiyuv to read other svarim, there will be a chiyuv to read Mikra Megillah. That's what the Chazal, it doesn't mean that we're not going to have them to study from. Very interesting. So what the Rama, did the Rama mean that? Is it possible that the Rambam really meant that? Or did the Rambam really say, seriously, that it's not going to be read? So that's what the Mefarshim here, the Magen Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, discuss how to understand the Rambam. Okay. We continue. Umatanos le'evyonim. Matanos le'evyonim. Right, we had in the Mishnah, the only difference between another Rishon and another Sheni is Mikra Megillah and Matanos le'evyonim. So once we're done with Matanos le'evyonim, here the Gemara talks about that mitzvah. Tani Rav Yosef. Umishloach manos ishlarei ehu shtei matanos laish echad. Two portions to one person. Mishloach manos is two items to one portion. One person. Umatanos lavyonim shtei matanos l'shnei bnei adam. Matanos lavyonim is giving money to two aniyim. Right, that's the matanos lavyonim and mishloach manos. The very famous chakira in mishloach manos is how do you look at the mitzvah of mishloach manos? It's known as the machlokas between the Trumas Hadeshen and the manos halevi. The Trumas Hadeshen in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph has the question: can one give clothing for mishloach manos? B'nei adam hasholchim l'chavereim b'purim chalukim v'sadinim v'ki agavna yotzim midei mishloach manos alo? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, no. Yirad de'in yotzin b'hem de'nira tam de mishloach manos u'kadeshi yehla kol echad dai v'sapek l'kayim ha'su'uda kedina. The ikar of mishloach manos is to be ma'afsher and to give people enough to have the suda in. And if you look in the Rambam, the same halacha, the Rambam talks about the mishloach manos and the suda. And the Shulchan Aruch copies that. So therefore, it says the Trumas Hadeshen, no. So, din in the Su'uda. That's the Trumas Hadeshen. The Manos HaLevi, that's the Rav Shlomo Alkevitz, the author of L'Chadodi, his Sefer on Megillat Esther, he argues, he writes in the Hagdama, that he's giving the Sefer, he's giving the Manos HaLevi, his commentary, he's giving that to his father-in-law, and he's saying, this Sefer is in lieu of Mishloach Manos. Is in lieu of it. Right? So again, he's assuming, and he says, why? He says, writes later on in his commentary, in Perek Tes, by Mishloch Manos, the point of Mishloch Manos is to breed Ava v'Achva, v'Shalom v'Reyes amongst Klal Yisrael. Achdus, and therefore I'm even giving a sefer. And there are other people who gave svar, right? The Ramah's commentary on Abigail Sasser is called the Mechir Hayayin. And he, again, he writes in the Chasima there, Shalachti b'mei Purim l'mana la'avi Yisrael. Others say that's the according to these opinions, obviously it works. Unless they just mean it as a melitza, right? The Chashuki Echemini discusses maybe all of these just mean it, don't mean it literally. I'm giving you Shalach Manos, but doesn't a present, but doesn't really mean it. But anyway, that's the Chakira. Is it a din in the Suda or a din in Achtos? And there are many nafkaminas that are suggested. The Ramah writes, what if the person does not accept it? So if it's a din in the Suda, he didn't accept it. If it's a din in Achva Vareyos, you still create Achva Vareyos because I know that so-and-so loves me. What if it's anonymous? What if it's anonymous? The card falls off. By the time the person looks at Mishloach Manos, he's like, oh, who gave this to me? There's no, the card fell off. So was the person Yotzei Mishloach Manos with that? So again, if it's about Suda, fine. If it's about Achva Vareyus, if you assume that it's about Achva between specific people, then you wouldn't be Yotzei in this case either. So giving Svarim, doesn't want to accept it. What about giving anonymously? Right, a couple of points. There is another important Ha'ara, that there is a Chumrah of the Binyan Siyan. Right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Chumrah, but notes that other poskim did not hold of it. The Binyan Siyan, the Aruch Laner, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, writes that he thinks Mishloach Manos is Dafka al Yedei Shliach. Mishloach Manos. Matanos, that's the different language. Why don't you just say Matanos? And Matanos Levyonim. Right? It's Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim. Because Mishloach is after the Shliach, through a Shliach, and Matanos Levyonim. That's the Chumrah of the Binyan Siyan. And most poskim don't hold of this. First of all, for the 2,000 years between Purim and the Binyan Siyan, nobody ever said this. Nobody ever suggested this Chumrah. So again, that's the Chumrah. If somebody wants to do one of the Shloach Manos with the Shliach to be Yotzei the Binyan Siyan, one could do that. But again, Me'ikra Din, it is not needed. Last line. Rav Yehuda Nesiyah Shadda Leather of Oshia Atma de Igla Talsa. So we're going to go first with our gears of the Gemara. Rav Yehuda Nesiyah sent to Rav Oshia a piece of meat, right, the thigh of an Igla Talsla, which means either the third born to the parent or cooked the third, whatever. The garbage, the chamra, and a barrel of wine. So he sent him meat and wine. Shalach le, and he sent back to him Kayem des Banu Rabbeinu Mishloach Manos Ishla Re'eyu. Ah! You've been Mekayim Mishloach Manos Ishlari Eyu. The Bach and the Grub both take out the next two words, Matanos Levyon. Period. The Rabbeinu Chananel here has a different girsa based on the Rishalmi, and the Ritva also goes to Rishalmi, that there were two steps. There were two steps here. There wasn't just one sending. There were two steps here. Really, he sent it to him, and he said, oh, you were Mekayim Matanos Levyonim, but he didn't say Mishloach Manos. Why? Shalohaisa Yakara, I'm reading the Ritva. Shalohaisa Yakara Hatashura Be'enav. It wasn't a, he was on a higher class. This isn't Shalach Manos for me, come on. Va'amar She'ena Matana Atladem Kamahu. V'lo Yasi Dechovas Mishloach Manos, Ishtari Eyu. Hadar Shalach Le, then he sent him more. The Igla Toltans, Lazgar V'yayin, he must have given something small first, and he gave him all this. Okay, now you Yosef Mishloach Manos. So that's an important, interesting discussion. Does the Mishloach Manos have to be commensurate with the tax bracket of the receiver? Right? Sometimes we give like a piece of cake, and so we're not really mocking for this. We just give whatever we have because it is something that still breeds achdus and also can be used for the seuda. Weiter. Rabba, again, now, next couple, every set of lines here is a major discussion. Rabba Shadulei Lamari Bar Mar. Biyad Abaya. Rabba sent to Mari with Abaya. The Shliach was Abaya. Malay Taska Dak Shiva. He sent him a whole basket of dates. Umalikisa Kimcha Dashona and a whole full cup of roasted flour, which stays very sweet. Amar le Abaya, hashta Amar Mari ichak lo malka levi dikula mitzavri lo nachis. If the farmer becomes the king, does he not remove the basket from his neck? Meaning, if you are a melech and Rosh Pumbedisa, this you only send this. Everybody has this. I mean, he's going to think that you send him something just stam. So anyway, he brought it anyway. Abaya brings it anyway. And now the receiver sends back with Abaya, Hadar Shadaleiu, Mali Taska de Zangvala, a whole basket of ginger, Umali Kisa de Bilpilt and pepper, Aricha, long peppers. Amar Abaya, and Abaya says to him, Abaya always has comments for the sender. Hashta Amar Mar, Anashadi Lechulya, Viu Shadale Hurfa. I sent you sweets and you send me something sharp. So again, no answer to, we don't know how the end of the story, what happened, if anything. Amar Abaya. Vaiter, Amar Abaya ki nafki mi bey mar havi savana. Abaya said, whenever I used to leave Rabba's house, I was very satiated. I was full. Kimati lahasam, and when I got there, karivuli shisin soy the shisin minikadera, they brought me 60 plates of different items to eat. V'achli behu shisin pluge ubishula basraisa havi. I'm sorry, I made a lot of the pieces ubishula basraisa, and the last one they brought me havi karolate sal lekedar. They call pot roast uboila mekatsa basra. It was so delicious. I even wanted to eat the plate. Even if it's just a melitza, the Marsha says maybe it was an edible plate. Either way, I used to eat a lot, even though I thought I didn't have any room left. Amar Abaya, Haino Darmi Inshi, Kafin Anya Veloyada. Sometimes a poor person doesn't even know that he's hungry. Right? That this was, I was there. I didn't even realize I was hungry, and I ate. Inami or Rafkal of the Sima Shchiach. There's always room for dessert. There's always room for something sweet. Right? That's in the Gemara right here. The Sam Sofer on this Gemara, you can look at it, says it's all a remez, allegory. We don't have time to do it now, but feel free to look in the Sam Sofer. Next, Abaya Bar Avin, for Rabbi Chanina Bar Avin. Mechlefisu the Sayla Dadi. They used to exchange meals with each other. They used to send each other a Purim Seuda. For what? They didn't have enough money for Mishloach Manos, so they said they had a Seuda, and they switched with each other. So Yotzei Shalach Manos, and they have a Seuda. Rashi here has a big Chiddush, and everybody else argues. Rashi says here, they switched off years. One person sent to the other one year, and one person to the other one the other year. Ze ochel im ze bepurim, shal shana zu, ubishni yasoy, chavei ru imau. They switched off years. And it sounds like from Rashi that this is how they did Shalach Manos. The question is, so how? The Ron asks, how was the guest Yosei that year? How was the guest Yosei that year? So the answer given, the Achronim give for Rashi, Rashi must be. No. The guest sent the Shalach Manos to somebody else also. But it's just the host. The focus is the host was the one that was Yosei each year. The other day I say that no, they both sent each year. The Rambam and the Ron both formulated that they both sent each year. And that's what it means. Amarava mechayvinus levesume bepuria. A person has to be intoxicated on Purim. Adelo yadavin arham lebarach Mordechai. One of the most famous lines in the entire Masechta, or in all of Shas, until he doesn't know the difference between arham and barach Mordechai. Person has to get drunk. Rashi says listaker biyayin, wine. Rabbi Yosef Engel picks up on that. Only wine. The point is the maisa shtia. It's not just to be drunk, but it's to get drunk. The Abu Draham writes dafka with wine, even though generally we assume wine is something terrible, lot and noach. But because all the nisim, the whole story happened with wine, so that's why there is a kiyum to have wine. We'll talk about this more in a couple of lines. Rabbi Reb Zera avdu sudas purim ba'adadi. Again, well known story. They made the suda together. Ivsum and Rab, they got drunk. Hum Rabbi shakti le Reb Zera. Rabbi got up and Pashas killed Reb Zera. Killed Reb Zera. Some achronim say, he was only mostly dead. Right? It was achizas einayim. He wasn't fully dead. But that is the Pashas that he killed him. And Lomachar boy Rachmi Vaachya. The next day he davened. Rav Zera was like, "What did I do?" And he did Tchias Amesim. Tchias Amesim. Lashana the following year, Amarle Nesi Marvin Evitz with his Purim Badi Adadi. Rav Zera extended an invitation again. Amarle Rava says, "No, I'm not coming this year." Lo b'kol shadav v'shadav mizrachas nisa. Sorry, I'll pass this year. Period. So these are the famous five lines of drinking on Purim. So what is the, how do we read these lines? So there is a Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim quoted in the Ritva, quoted in the Ran, other Rishonim. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, you know how you read this Gemara? Rava says you have to get drunk, but right after that you have this story about somebody being killed. You know what that shows? It's not halacha l'maisa. We don't paskin this way. On the chayav nisumei beporia, because you see what happened? And other Rishonim say, and other Achronim, the Prichadah says, no, just the opposite. The stories are right the opposite. If we don't paskin that way based on the story, then why did he refuse to go back the following year? Didn't after that story, they make a takana, no more getting drunk. So it proves that we do follow, and that's why he didn't want to take the chances. So either way, major discussion, whether it's halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The question is, how does the Shulchan Aruch quote it? There are, if you look in the Biuri Hadaf here, 10 pshatim. 10. What does it mean? Adelo yada bein aru haman labarach Mordechai. The Rambam says, you go to sleep. And the Ramah quotes, you go to sleep. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes it. Doesn't quote exactly what he means. But it's clear the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. A couple of points. Number one, it's in the simin about Seudas Purim. There is zero kiyum to drink at night, only during the or in the morning, only in the Suda. That is clear by the poskim. Number two, this is what the Meiri writes on our Gemara. And the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha. I don't know why this Bir Halacha isn't more famous. Maybe it is famous, but people don't want to recognize it. The Bir Halacha here in Hilchos Purim. He says that, quotes the Meiri, Chayiv laharbos besimcha biyomzeh b'achidosh siya umikol makom. Ein anu mitzuvin lehishtaker ulahafchis atzmeinu mitoch simcha. It is why we are not commanded just to make ourselves totally stone drunk. Shelo nitztavinu al simcha shel holus v'shel shtus. Ela besimcha shel tainug. Sheyagia l'tocha la'avas Hashem yisbarach. V'hodal anisim she'asalanu. It all has to be a conduit in order to come to Avas Hashem. If it comes to a case where I lose myself and people are vomiting all over the room, that's not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu had in mind. V'lachein, chivu chachamim l'shtakar u'l'fachos l'shos yosir me'ageilo. Drink a little more than you usually drink. You have a cup of wine for Kiddush, have two cups of wine. V'amnam hayodea ba'atzmo. If somebody knows that they're not going to be able to bench, they're not going to be able to daven mairiv, netilas yadayim, bracha berchas hamazon, o yinak v'kalos rosh, says the chay adam, mutav shalo yistaker, v'chomasav yiloshem shamayim. So we have to realize, it is impossible, this is how I like to formulate it, it's impossible that Chazal would institute a mitzvah that could cause a chil Hashem. It's impossible. Chil Hashem, one of the mitzvahs, averis, you can't even do tshuva for, says the Rambam. It's impossible. So what does it mean? There are 10 other pshat of what it means. To drink a little more, to go to sleep, to drink so my head is heavy, so that I can't do the gematria, to figure out the math. There are many different ways to understand the Gemara, because if it's a case where somebody is going to cause Chil Hashem, and Rahman al-Islam, we know in many of our communities that you can't drive around on Purim, because people are walking in front of cars, and people are lying down. That can't be what Chazal meant. It's impossible. Knowing the entire corpus of halacha, if anybody knows the entire corpus of halacha, then obviously our poskim say that it's not what one is supposed to do. Because we are not on the level of, maybe the Amoraim could do it. They're on the level of leading to Avad Hashem, but you even see what it led to. Either way, that is a crucial discussion. The Birka Yosef even has a fascinating question in Evan Ezer. Did Reb Zeira have to get remarried to his wife when he came back alive? H is Rabbi Zera, or H is Elio, the post can talk about. That's the Birka Yosef's question in Eben Ezer. Okay, let's continue a little more. Said the Gemara, Amar Rava, Su'udas Purim Shachal, Balayol, Yossi Dechavaso. The Su'udas Purim at night, you're not Yotze. It's interesting, this is right after Yayin. It's saying that there's no Kiyum of Yayin at night. My time, right, if somebody gets drunk at night, it's just because they want to take advantage of what they say is halacha, but it's not true. My time, you may mishtav v'simcha tziv. It says you may mishtav v'simcha, and therefore yimim just afka during the day. Ravashi Avi Yosef Kamei da Ameimar. Nagav lost her Rabbanan. Ravashi was waiting in front of Ameimar on Purim, and the rabbis didn't come. And he says, Amulei, my time of lost her Rabbanan, why did they come? Amarle Dima Tridi Bisutis Purim. They're in the middle of the Suda. Amarle Vlavi Eshla Mechle Meorta. What, they couldn't do it last night? Amarle Loshami Le Marla Hada Amar Rava. Sudis Purim Shachla Balayla Yotso Yedechavaso. You didn't hear what he said? Amarle. He says, lo. He says, no, I never heard that. Amarle in. Yeah, it's true. That is, can't be Yotzi the mitzvah, the Suda at night. Tanya Abron. Zimnim is Zamile Kamanda Manach Bekise. He learned it from him 40 times, and he had it in his pocket. He was well versed in that. Fine. Let's do one more Mishnah and the Gemara. Ein Bein, Yantif L'Shabbos, Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. Shabbos and Yantif, what's the difference? Many differences. But one of the differences is Ochel Nefesh. Cooking. Ha le'inyim machshiri Ochel Nefesh Zevez HaShavin. Mashba that the preparatory stages for cooking, they both agree, they're both equal, usher. Masizid lok Rabbi Yehuda, the mission is against Rabbi Yehuda, who allows it on Yantif. Titania. Ein ben Yantif l'Shabbos, el ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda matra af machshiri ochel nefesh. My time at the Tanakama, why does the Tanakama not allow machshirin? Amar kra, hu velo machshirav. It, ochel nefesh is mutter and not the preparatory stages. V'Rabbi Yehuda amar kra, Rabbi Yehuda would use that, lachem, lachem l'chol tzarcheichem. Lachem is inclusive, for all your needs, even preparatory. Who excludes? Lachem includes. What does the first opinion do with lachem? What does it include? Lachem v'lo lo v'gachavim. Lachem v'lo l'klavim. Says the Gemara, lachem could also be excluding for you, but you're not allowed to cook on Yantif for a non-Jew or for pets. Not allowed to do malacha for a non-Jew or for pets. V'idach nami aksiv, who? What does the second opinion do with who? Ksiv who? V'ksiv lachem. There is an exclusion. And what is that? Kam b'machshirin she'efshal asosan me'erev yantif. Kam b'machshirin she'efshal asosan me'erev yantif. Even Rabbi Yehuda only allows machshirin that you couldn't have done before yantif. Okay, we'll stop here. This was Megillah Daf Zayin.